Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans, and her preaching today is entitled, Our Giant Little Brother Martin.
A short part of the reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. And the reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or, what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, the Order of Preachers today celebrates the feast of Martin de Porres, November 3rd. Now, preachers are taught that on the Feast of Mary and the Saints, they are to avoid recounting the life story or history of the feast, but rather to use the saint or Mary as a lens through which to study the scriptures for the day. So let's get to it today as we remember our giant little brother, Martin. In his years of being rejected by his family, society, and even the order, imagine Martin praying the words of our entrance antiphon. O Lord, forsake me not. Be not far from me. Come to my help, O Lord, my strong salvation. Then, like St. Paul, if Martin boasted, it was always in Christ, where he placed his trust as well. Being gifted with miraculous powers and abilities, Martin knew they all came from Christ. If he recognized any good in himself, he counted it as loss because of how closely he knew Christ Jesus, the greatest of all goods. And as he toiled inside and outside the convent in Lima, often at the most menial of tasks, he heard the words of the gospel acclamation to come to Jesus with any burden he carried. And there, Martin found his rest. We sing Gospel Man of Prayer about St. Dominic. In this, his little brother, we find another Gospel Man of Prayer. Jesus, who ate with outcasts, was Martin's model. Not even animals were beneath his care. Martin welcomed them all, especially those thought to be of no account. He sought out those who were lost and rejoiced to find them and bring them home, putting them in his own bed, even to the dismay of his superiors. It seems that he sought out any creature who was lost and gave him or her a welcome. Martin was a powerful creature in his Christ-like deeds. So now the question for us is, do we see any family resemblance between Martin de Porres and ourselves? Looking into the mirror of today's readings, do we see ourselves reflected there in any way? This exercise may be the best way to celebrate our brother Martin. Dear giant little brother, Saint Martin de Porres, pray for us.